Love Talk Radio.
I want to say very candidly to my enemies.
Yes, you hear me?
It is written in the Holy Quran.
Yes, you hear me?
They plan, and Allah plans, and Allah indeed is the best.
The light came through my mouth, came through my ear, traveled on my blood, traveled on my fear. They coming through the music, they coming through the news. Get you through your meds or get you through the school. It might have been the government, it could have been the Jews. Probably just some nigga that they using as a tool. Might have been my food or it could have been my drink. Affect the way I move and cloud the way I think. Change the way I thought, but I never second guess what I was taught. If I knew how they was coming, best believe I would have fought. If I would have seen it coming, then I probably could have took it. But they caught me on my blind side like signs of bullet. But I understood it. But I still couldn't help but wonder, would it be the death of me? Father, tell me, is my life in jeopardy? But either way, Allah, you could have what's left of me. Take the best of me, leave the rest of me. It's mine over matter here, I just use telepathy. I know how it feels to be trapped in your flesh and go to war with yourself like a tribe of progression. But didn't let it break me, it was only a test. Cause you can't be purified unless you try like the rest. I'm a poet of prophecy, these devils watching me. You want it, you can get it, I eat beef with my broccoli. Young Gad Turner, aka God Burner, fast learner. I got the power to discern a fraud and a fake, a spider and a snake. So spin your web, spit your venom, devil I can take. Give it your best shot, I'm on my feet. Still at the mosque, still in the street, still at the studio, spitting fire on the beat. Dead of the winter, but I still bring the heat. I was incapacitated and dilapidated. I left the doctor's office very agitated. I know it's something, Mr. Muhammad, but I don't know what. In other words, what you're telling me is that I'm poisoned. Man, these devils trying to kill me. You can harm my flesh, but you can't hurt the real me. The real me is so infinite. Hell on the hypocrite, the other me is up a creek, though without a benefit. But it's a real God and the real Christ. My dear apostle gave me advice. He said my life, death, prayer, and my sacrifice. It was all for Allah. So tell him what you seen and tell him what you saw with. Give your testimony and give it to him raw with. Tell him how believers had rushed to your aid. And tell him when you thought you were dead, you were saved. And tell him how they brought food and water to your home. And tell him how they prayed for your brother on the phone. And tell him how he healed you and how you persevered. And tell him when you came to the mosque, people cheered. And tell him how the brothers raised money for your rent, and the hypocrite smirk and wouldn't give a cent, and tell him how he couldn't hide the shock in his eyes when he realized that Turner had survived after I got poisoned.
For those of you who thought you would come out here to see a weak, fragile, decrepit Farrakhan, I want you to look again.
Assalamualaikum.
All right, can everyone hear me?
Yes,
ma'am. Loud and clear.
Okay, listen, let me tell you. Let me find out first. Is Brother Arvin on the phone? Brother Arvin? Okay. Brother Arvin is supposed to be hosting this show. I think he's maybe having phone problems. I am not sure. However, hopefully we can get him on and he will join us. So I really don't know what he had planned for everybody, but we're going to keep the show going anyway. So I know that we were supposed to have our beloved sister, Connie, Last Day Songstress Muhammad on the phone. Are you there, Queen?
Yes, ma'am.
Assalamu alaikum. How are you?
Alaikum salam, ma'am. I'm fine by Allah's grace.
And it's good to have you back. You are one of our first guests that ever came on this show. So it's a pleasure to have you back. It's almost like you're a veteran now. So
okay, yes, ma'am. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. And do we have Brother Enoch Muhammad on the phone tonight?
Yes, ma'am. So welcome to everybody.
Well, welcome to mom. How are you?
We're doing good. Praise Allah.
Yes, sir. Well, we are so honored to have you on the show tonight. And I'm still looking for Brother Arvins. So, Brother Arvins, if you're out there, you need to come here live. Okay. Also, we're getting some background noise. So, please, if you are in a noisy area, please try to minimize the noise or put your phone on mute until your name is called, because we want to get a chance to hear everyone. And also, do we have, is the group AK 47 here?
They're about to call in now.
Is AK 47 in the house? I'm sorry?
They're calling in now. They're about to call in now.
Okay, who is this? Arvin?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all praises due to Allah. Thursday, I lost you. Okay, and where's my man, 100 grand? His brother Gat Turner in the house.
Oh, assalamu alaikum, sis. How you doing, beloved?
Well, welcome to Psalm, sir. How are you?
I am doing well by Allah's grace.
It is so good to hear your voice once again, and also welcome back to you, sir. And I know Brother Arvins has a lineup that he has put together, and we're going to let him roll with that, but I want to let you know that we're going to have a couple of people stop in. We're going to hear from Brother Chris Muhammad tonight, who is the publisher of Hammer Magazine, and he put a lot of articles on nation building, and he covers a lot of articles on hip-hop artists. And we're going to let Brother Chris come in for a minute and tell us what he does. And we also have a sister. I'm going to try to pronounce her name correctly. Sister, I see you out there. I'm going to bring you in and let you introduce yourself, and then I'm going to have you come back and tell us what you're going to do. So,
you have the maximum time permitted to record. To send your message,
I don't know
press
whose problem
one
that
at
is.
Any time. To listen to your message,
hold
press
on.
2. To re-record, press 3. For more
okay.
options, press 4.
Whose phone
to
is
cancel,
that?
Press star.
Okay, sister, from 313.
To send your message, press 1 at any time.
Are you calling someone, Brother Ivan? Okay, so sister from 313, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum. Come front and center, ma'am, and introduce yourself and tell us what you do.
Can you right now? I heard
yes,
what you said.
We will have you come back and give us more details, but I want everybody to know your name, and I don't know how to pronounce your name.
Oh, okay, it's Chinyerim, C-H-I-N-Y-E-R-I-M. It's a Nigerian name. My dad's from Nigeria. Assalamu alaikum to everyone. I'm actually the student directress for MUI in Detroit, and we have a lot of, the carrying on the tradition of Motown and techno and everything else has come out. We have a lot of believers that, especially like the young ones that are into rap and, you know, music really in general, a lot of different musics actually. And one of the thoughts was that I've had for a while is that we should have our own radio station for music because I also make websites. And so that was A-Tone Radio was the idea. So when I heard you, when you did the hip-hop show, and I heard you discuss that, and I said, oh, maybe it's time for that now, you know, when you find like minds. So.
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. Okay, well, sister, you know what? If you would stand by, we're going to have you come in, and we're going to have you elaborate a little bit more, if you would. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, is Brother Chris on the line now? Brother Chris? Okay, so Brother Arvin? Brother Arvin?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay, well, go ahead and get started, and we're going to do an exclusive with Brother Gat Turner. And we're going to have Brother Chris and the sister come back in. So go ahead, sir, and do your thing.
Okay. How you doing, everybody? My name is Vince Muhammad. Welcome to YBB Online Radio. Today, our guest, AK-47, the Young Teen Sensation Hip-Hop Group out of Chicago. They're our guest tonight. They'll be calling in a few minutes. Their call drops, so we apologize about that. On the line, we have Sister Connie Muhammad out of Phoenix, Arizona. She's a singer and a wonderful one at that. Right on the line, we have entrepreneur and businessman Enoch Muhammad on the line with us. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, we have Gat Turner. He's a hip-hop artist doing big things in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and also around the nation as well. So first, we'll go first to talk to Sister Connie. Sister Connie, are you on the line?
Yes, sir.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Connie.
Alaikum salam, sir. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Probably a little warmer than you all are out there. But it's cold. Warmer than the shy, though. But I'm good, sir.
Good. So we have a new song by you, but we're gonna talk to you a little bit first before we play your new song. Your song is called Loose.
Yes.
Brother Arvin, your phone is breaking up, sir. I'm sorry.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, for right now, we're just going to ask you a couple of questions. Right now, as talented as you are, what you put forward to go against the grain of what the labels would want from a woman of your caliber to market a degrading image of you as a woman?
I'm going to repeat that to make sure I got what you're saying. Are you saying how to combat the degrading images that's out there?
Yes. Like what makes you put forward in your own vision with your own music against what record labels will want you to
against. Yes, sir. Well, sir, I was blessed to be in the Nation of Islam throughout my young, formidable years as a youth, and I believe the seeds were planted in me early to do just that. And Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has been asking us to help him. And every time he says help him, you know, most of the time, you think about, well, how can I help? You know, what is it that I can do? You know, I'm not a great speaker like yourself, minister, or I can't get around like you can. What can I do? And knowing that or learning about my gifts in music, it just grew for me to see that that's what I could do to help, you know, is to try to refine my arts and try to put forth a message to inspire others and other artists, and to carry myself in a way that's more becoming as a black woman, as a woman, period. So I would have to give all credit, and I always try to give all credit to Allah for giving us the minister. And every single speech, you know, I don't take anything for granted because it's always planting the seed, and you never know what could come from it.
Right.
Yes, sir.
That's excellent. So have you ever been approached by a label or marketed yourself to a label before? Because your music is actually very, very good. You have like this nice, jazzy, soulful, relaxing sound that I think
anyone in any genre of music could really relate to.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. Have you ever taken your music to a record label, or have they ever approached you before?
I have been approached, but I have not sought that type of arrangement, but I have been approached. The type of deals that they used to have, like where you get this huge advance, you know, these $250,000 advances and development deals, that sort of thing, is going away. So it's really better to just push yourself independently. So that's what I've been striving to do.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime, any kind of business situation, it's just that business. So something might look, it may look inviting, but when you look deeper into it, especially in this business, a lot of times it's really not to our benefit. You can always have them change a contract. You never have to sign what they say. You can always have them go back and rewrite it. But the kind of music that I'm doing, to have artistic control at this point, I really don't want to lose that. So that kind of, you know, is why I am where I am.
Right. Where you are actually is not a bad place, because if you look at a lot of successful artists today, they'll tell you in a heartbeat that they went to record labels and the same thing pretty much happened to them. So they had to go back to their trunk and travel themselves, and they won the heart of the people in the streets, and they love their music, and they built up from the ground up like that.
Exactly. And exactly. And I wish the same, and I hope the same for my brothers and sisters all over. Your group, The Ranks, Gat Turner, Original Man, Sister Arion, is so many people that's always rolling off my tongue that I would like to see for us, you know, for something in a unified front, you know, to happen. And while we're working independently, it's great, because once we come together, it's going to be that much stronger. You know, Allah has blessed me to have a lot of respect here in Phoenix, and I can use that, you know, respect and influence only to further us, you know, collectively. So that's just what I'm trying to do by the help of Allah.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So right now we're going to play your song, your brand new song entitled Lucy. Okay. Everyone.
Okay, yes, sir.
This is Kani Muhammad out of Phoenix, Arizona. This is called Lucy. Check it out.
I'm
right, all right, all right. That was pretty nice. That was nice right there.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
So I have a question about that song. What inspired you to actually write that song? Like, what type of mood did you have to get it through? Did you have to go somewhere by yourself and just think about some stuff? Or how did you come about writing that song?
My process is really simple. Usually if I get a hold of to a nice beat, a nice track, it usually is not too difficult for me to just write to it. I don't need a whole lot of provisions, or it doesn't have to be, you know, quiet or by myself. You know, I live with my family, so it's almost never that. But the song pretty much is about, you know, our dreams and how Allah sends us messages, and sometimes we don't pay attention. And even though we may be in a dream or a vision, it still may have great importance. So that's kind of what it was about, and I have experienced that. So I'll just talk him from that point of view, and you know, subject matters. I try to just stick to subject matters that I either experience or know for, you know, in close proximity, right, maybe through someone else, so I could really, really delve into it. So I'm glad you liked the song.
Yes, ma'am. That was definitely a nice song. So we're going to go to the lines quick. Does anyone have any feedback on Sister Connie's song, Lucy? Anyone want to say anything about a song, Lucy?
Salaam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Wa
alaikum salam.
This is Brother Chris Muhammad from Hammer Magazine.
Oh, salaam alaikum.
Alaikum salam, beloved. I just want to say that your music is outstanding. You know, I've been a big fan for a long time.
Thank you, sir.
I pray that Allah will bless you to do a little more music and enlighten us a little further, because we need that right now.
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yes, yeah, so I am working on a new project right now. It should be done this spring. And
yes, ma'am.
I was blessed that the final call did mention it this past week, so that I am working on that. It's Sound Doctrine Part 2.
Yeah, I thought I had in the final call newspaper.
Yes, sir. Praise due to Allah. So, you know, inshallah, I'll get to go further, touch some other subject matters, and really get even deeper with it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you, Sister Connie, for coming on the line. Yes, did someone say something?
Yes, sir. Salaam alaikum. This is Brother Gat.
Well, salaam, Brother Gat.
Yeah, I just wanted to...
Well, salaam, brother.
Oh, Wayne, you know, I just wanted to let you know that you got another banger going there. You know, I work out every day to trust in Allah and Armageddon. Those are my two Sister Connie favorites. I think something else is inching up in there, though. I can't... Is Dreams available for a download?
Yes, sir, it is, actually. You can go to Reverb Nation and Connie Muhammad, and you can download it right there.
Okay, praise be to Allah. Well, I just want the world to know that this is my sister, you know, and I, you know what I'm saying? I'm honored. You know, I done worked with her before, and I'm just honored to be, you know, part of the cadre of artists that Allah is putting together right now, you know, and I consider you to be one of them, you know. In the forefront, really, you know. So your music can stand with anybody that's out there. And you just keep doing what you're doing. So you know your brother from Milwaukee loves you.
Thank you. It's so mutual. You can ask my husband. He's like, let's put on Gat Turner again.
Right.
So you're constantly in rotation here as well. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You're very welcome.
Well, thank you very much, Sister Connie, for joining the show. I'm going to ask you to stay on the line because, at the end of the show, we're going to have everybody do a freestyle session, the rappers and the singers, you know, just to leave all the listeners something with. So, all right, thank you very much for joining us. So, right now...
Thank you, Brother Arvin.
Oh, yes, ma'am. You're welcome. Right now, we're going to go to AK-47. AK-47, you on the line with us?
We here. What's up, fam?
What's going on, AK-47?
Welcome.
Alexander, how you feel?
Are we doing all right?
That's good. That's good. That's good. Now, tell everybody
Brother Arvin, I'm listening to you on the computer, and we're getting some disturbance. So I know you like the background music, but it's real staticky, and it's making it hard to hear. So, I mean, you know, maybe we need to kill the music because it's like the guests are straining over the music. That's the way it's coming back. So maybe we need to just turn it down a little bit so we can make sure that we hear what they're saying.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
RP, what's going on, man? Some listening.
Malik Salam, how you feel? How you feel?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Good. Now, you all are a young hip-hop group from Chicago. So tell us about AK-47. Tell us how you got the name. What is there anything in the name? Or, you know, when people get names like that with rappers, they automatically think you on some bull. You're talking about shooting up like everybody else. So what's up with AK-47? Was there a meaning to the name or what?
Yeah, it's definitely some meaning. So my name is Arshad. I'm the A from AK-47. My brother's name is Khalil. We got that name. That's where the AK comes from. The 47 at the end comes from the Quran. The 47th surah in the Quran is Muhammad. That's our last name. So we was just one day chilling, right, and it just came together like that. It was just like, it was an epiphany almost.
That's pretty hot, man. That's pretty clever. It's definitely a nice, righteous twist to the name that people ain't thinking about.
Yeah, man, I know people have a lot of thoughts, you know what I'm saying, about, you know, the name, and it promotes violence and all that type of thing, but it's nothing like that. The name is strictly just based off of me and my brother's names, and, you know, we thought it would be creative if we say that name, and, you know, it's almost a negative, you know, with the guns, promoting guns and all that type of stuff, but we trying to take some negative and almost turn it to a positive with our lyrics and our content and all things like that.
Right. So before you play your songs, we got a couple questions for you. First question is, what inspires you to do what you do lyrically in the studio, knowing that there's a high market for degrading rap music among, you know, rappers your age? What inspires you to go against that?
Well, you know, it's definitely kind of similar to the responses before. It's definitely due to the teachers that we've been given since we were young. So, listening to the minister being pumped by the teaching of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, it's almost us going against ourselves if we rap about anything other than what we're talking about. So we just basically trying to put out a different message that is not mainstream right now, but to make that mainstream and make people attracted to that and give it to the people in a way that they want to listen to it. So we just using the formula against anybody who does not like what people consider conscious rap.
Right. Plus, yeah, this Khalil talking right now. And another thing that inspires me, I ain't gonna lie, my older brother, he inspires me a lot. You know, I see him, he's real creative, and he's really musically inclined. And when I see that, I get inspired almost to just try to be like my older brother. So that's something that inspires me.
Alright, that's what's up. So,
cause I'm a beast.
what's some goals and big moves we can see coming in the future from AK-47?
Well, you definitely got our album coming up. We just released a mixtape on New Year's Day.
Go talk that.
But we got an album coming up very soon. It's called The Real AK-47. And we also got a video dropping
January 31st.
Yep, a video dropping. We have another one dropping. Yeah, 31st.
Yeah, January 31st. We got a video dropping.
Extra ammo. So be on the lookout for that. So as of right now, that's the biggest move that we're working on, our album and our video.
Okay, now right now you all got a mixtape that's out right now, right? I heard it myself. I downloaded it. It's pretty hot.
Thank you.
Y'all lyrics on point. Y'all stayed on beat. It's hot. Everything is recent and updated. You know, the beat's fresh. And I know with rap music, it's so the hip-hop world is so saturated. So if you don't have a good beat, then you're automatically going to lose people. So all of your beats are hot, and your lyrics are even hotter. So,
thank
you,
Robbie.
Tell us about the mixtape. What inspires you to put the mixtape together? Who did you all have in the mixtape? I mean, what did you all think about the mixtape?
All right, this Khalil again, and basically the mixtape was basically it was a promotion stunt. Basically, we did our album first, basically. So in order for us to, we ain't just want to put an album out there with all good music, all good music, and not have nobody really hear and like or know our name. So we just did the mixtape. We'll try to get a little buzz in our city, get a little buzz around, you know, get our name out there and flex a little bit almost. So people can be ready for the album, you know?
Right. Now, where can everybody find a link or find your mixtape on the internet? Where are you right now?
Well, right now we have our main source is datpiff.com, www.datpiff.com. But we also have our own website. It's called www.ak47newworld.net. You know, you can go onto that and click the link, and it's going to give it to you for free.
Okay, that's what's up. So right now we're going to play your song entitled Kings. Now, what inspired you to call this song Kings? And this is a hot title for a song, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What inspired you to call it Kings?
Well, this is Arshad speaking now, and the title of that song came from, like, the beat and the name of the song, I'll say it to you like this. The instrumental came from a song called King Tut. So we took the instrumental and we changed the name because we consider ourselves to be young. We were trying to rap on it like Young Royalty. So we named the song King to represent Young Royalty rapping on a track. And that was kind of bit off the name of the actual song. So that's where that came from.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. All right. So right now, everybody, we're going to play AK-47, brand new here, entitled Kings. Check it out.
AK, yeah, New World, it's on T. Yeah, it's a new day, right up in that face, that AK-47 spray, right about the shower, that son of man late, preparing for the night, so yeah, we working all day, yeah, we working all
4-7, be looking like they hell,
raise them up.
Money, highly doubt you hear some change.
No,
never doubt the change is coming, handed over, torching flame. Can I go by K-Dub if I forgot to say my name? I'm from that city where they'll have to rob you for your chain. And think twice before you walk about the crib without a thing. All you hit these walls is quick to spin a couple at your brain. You can call me K-Dub if I forgot to say my name. Never walk with fit because I hear what sits it out. Couple days you go unmissing, then next week you go unmentioned. Be accustomed to the killings, man, out here this shit's insane. Can I go by K-Dub if I forgot to say my name? Walking round the king, you better stay up on your toes. And I can see the chick up in you, boy, today you get exposed. And I got your game frozen like you rappers trying to pose. And trying to catch me while I'm sleeping, thanks to you I never doze, bud.
4-7 be looking like they hell, raising the regime, be looking like they some hell. Raises, I swear I ain't going back to being broke. No, I swear I ain't going back to being broke. No, okay, that 4-7 be looking like they hell. Raises, no regime, be looking like they some hell. Raises, I swear I ain't going back to being broke. No, I swear I ain't going back to being broke.
That was high. That was high. That was high.
Praise be to Allah. Thank you, Chief.
So we gonna go to the lines and get some feedback from everybody online. Who got some feedback for AK-47? What you just think about this song, King?
This is DJ Black. I like that song right there, man. That song right there, that was on point. I'm going to say something else about those brothers too, man. It's good to hear them. It sounds like they're having fun making that song. I could hear the fun in the song with the voice, with the excitement. I think they had a good time making that song right there. AK, I give you guys a salute, man. You guys are great.
Yeah, man. I agree with that.
Okay, listen, family. I know some of us might love the sounds of our own voices, but I hear somebody's computer and we're getting a lot of feedback. So if you have your computers on, please put them on mute. And also, if you're speaking on your speakerphone, if you would, please take your speakerphone when you're speaking off of speaker and maybe use your earpiece, because we're getting a lot of feedback. So we don't want the sound to be distorted. We want people to be able to hear you and hear your music. Thank you.
All right, all right. Anybody with any more feedback on AK-47?
Yeah, how y'all doing?
All right, how you doing?
My name is Mike Foster, and I just want to let these boys know, man, y'all hot as hell, man. Y'all the hottest in the streets out here. Man, I don't know what movie y'all got, but I'm messing with that AK-47, you heard me? Fuck that out in the streets. That's hotter than the streets.
I feel you. All right, that's what's up. Anybody else feedback?
Yes,
salam
alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Yeah, this is Paul 13, a.k.a. P13, a.k.a. Wolverine.
Yes,
I'm in the building. Just want to let them boys know that they bring us some swag, they bring us some flavor, you feel me?
Yeah, it's tight.
Thank
you, man. Appreciate
it. You heard me? It's all love,
that's
man.
That's a big compliment coming from somebody like yourself, man. For those who don't know,
man, I'm just your brother, man. I'm just your brother, you know. But them boys, they bring some swag, and if it be the will of Allah, maybe one day, you know, we could collab out. You heard me?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Any day, man. Just let us know.
Praise be to Allah.
Yeah. They definitely, the new sound that's out right now, I think a whole lot of people will hear a whole lot more about AK-47 real soon. So anybody else with feedback? Got Turner, you got feedback, Gat, Enoch.
Oh, you know it, brother. Salam alaikum, this is brother Gat.
Salam.
Oh, man, I just want to say, man, that I'm honored to be y'all brother. You know what I'm saying? You know, one of the raps that we used to get as NOI artists is that we didn't really have swag, we wasn't really clever, you know, we just kind of preachy. You know what I'm saying? But
this
new crop of MCs that's coming up, you know what I'm saying, that's administered and planted the seed, now they're growing. You see what I'm saying? Y'all really got what it takes to lead a whole new cultural revolution, you know, so.
All praise due to Allah, man.
No doubt. You know, I just want to encourage y'all to continue to be yourself. You know, don't compromise. Be yourself.
Right,
stand on what God has put in you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
name,
a huge
compliment
coming from you, bro.
Oh, praise be to Allah, man. And this is real talk. This is from the heart, man. You know, I really appreciate, because I know how the world can put on some young, handsome souls like yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's easy for y'all to just say, you know, the hell with, you know, what they talking about in the NOI. I'm going to roll with this. But you haven't done that. And you just as dope. In fact, let me stress that you are doper than what's out here right now. So keep doing what you're doing, man, and don't compromise. Because brothers like yourself, man, they're going to come. You know what I'm saying? At y'all.
Yes, sir.
They're going to bring it to y'all, man. But just keep doing what you're doing. Hold on to your independence, man. And now you got that empathy and you got some knowledge to go with. Go out there and grind, man, and make that, you know what I'm saying, put yourself out there.
Yes, sir.
Alive with you. Live with you, man. So just keep doing y'all thing. I'm honored to be y'all brother.
Oh, man, that's a beautiful comment. Thank you, brother. Everything you said will be done.
Praise be to Allah.
That's what's up. Any more feedback? Anybody else on the line? Want to say anything to AK-47? All right. So AK-47, we're going to ask you to stay on the line because after we go to our next two guests and interview them and play their music, we're going to have a freestyle session. Yes, sir.
Hey, man, we want to thank you, too, though, man. This is a good honor, man. This is a pleasure being on this talk show and this interview, man. We really do appreciate it.
Oh, man, we appreciate you, man. We appreciate you. Keep pumping out that hot music, man. That's all we ask for. You know?
Yes, sir. We'll do, man. You already know, bro.
Oh, no doubt. So right now, y'all stay on the line, though. So right now, we're going to go to Enoch Muhammad. Enoch, you online?
So, Lakin, can you hear me?
Lakin, I can hear you now. How you doing, brother? You not?
We doing good, brother. I was hoping that I would be able to hear everybody, but, I would just...
Can you... Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I was hoping that I would hear... everybody. I don't know who all else will perform, but I like to kind of listen and marinate and think and take notes, and of course, thanking you for the invitation just, you know, the work that you have done and do with your brothers in the ranks.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, Sister Connie out there in Phoenix, along with AK-47 and P13, Problem 13, and Gat Turner. You know, you know, a lot of people.
Salam alaikum, brother Enoch. Been a minute, big brother. Salam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, guy. Wa alaikum salam, brother. Yeah, there's a lot of energy that's within the nation. And, you know, Gat Turner and myself, we talk a lot. We have spoke a lot about, you know, what kind of vehicles are necessary to make this talent move. And it's a very serious endeavor, because most times people are so disconnected from what has worked and the experience of how to do that we keep revolving around some of the same, you know, ideas, and we don't get a chance to really come together enough and say, look here, what works? Who's been doing this? You know, music is not new to the Nation of Islam. Nation of Islam, we have a track record in this country where we've had all types of persons who have come through with various talents. And, of course, since the advent of hip-hop, in the Nation of Islam's involvement in hip-hop, there's a serious history and track record of what to do and what hasn't been done, as well as, you know, what has and doesn't seem to work as well. And I think that one of the things that we can hopefully do from this interview is hopefully make it our all to get a chance to sit down, perhaps maybe this Savior's Day, just to be able to have a round table to discuss who we are, what we are, and what we can do to go where we say we want to go. If you say you want to make music for the masses, you have to know what that means. If you say you want to make music just for those who are registered and those who believe in the teachings, then you have to know, you know, that's a market, and that's what it is. If you want to make what they call world music, where people from Africa, people from Australia, you know, whether they part of a religious affiliation or not, you know what I mean? You have to know, okay, this is my market and this is my intention, and you work from that point. So again, I'm thankful for the opportunity to share whatever I'm blessed to share, and peace and love to everybody that has spoke and will speak on this interview.
Oh, yes, sir. We definitely thank you for your words. Now, a little bit about you, Enoch Muhammad. A lot of people on the line and on the internet may not know exactly who you are, what it is that you do. So tell us a little bit about yourself, what you have done, what you are doing, and influence.
Well, I think probably some may know I'm a co-creator of something called Hip Hop Detox, mm-hmm. and Hip Hop Detox is a production, but it's also a healthy lifestyle choices, if you will, or a public health model that uh-huh. is utilized in schools, universities, churches, et cetera, to help our people look at how to make decisions that are considered healthy lifestyle choice decisions, where they can deal with their social emotional issues and get into the science of self improvement, the science of healing. So that's what we do as far as on a program level, but a production level, Hip Hop Detox encompasses every and all genres because we define hip hop as being truth without balance.
Right.
So we're not just
right.
dealing with rap music. We deal mm-hmm. with any and all type of art and culture that's geared to help to uplift our people and prick their consciences and make them think. So that's what I would say some know Brother Enoch as, and then those who may have been around a little bit longer. When I first came in the nation, I came in as an artist, and I kind of put my artistry away a little bit because I was so mm-hmm. involved in studying and soldiering and everything, and I was really mm-hmm. just consumed with that until the minister asked us at that time to help out one of the brothers who was signed to a label here in Chicago. And he mm-hmm. He was on a actually he was signed to Chicago Tip Records, and this uh-huh. brother had Chuck D of Public Enemy in the video, and the video was filmed on top of the mosque, and it was on Rap City, which was like the biggest rap video show you could be on as a hip hop artist. That show was on BET, and then the next show was MTV Yo MTV Raps. So he was mm-hmm. on BET, and the FOI was on BET. So this was at a time, of course, in 91, 92. So my whole background coming from an artist perspective and then learning that we had to be business-minded as artists because somebody has to do publicity, somebody has to book, somebody has to do merchandising and management, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
So,
right.
The Supreme Captain at that time, Brother Sharif, said, hey, all you artists who rap up in here, y'all need to grab a music business book and learn it. And I was one of those who I followed the instructions. I said, well, let me learn how to do something in here. So I started the practical application of doing several key roles in the business. So from that and working with Brother Ernest Muhammad, who his other name is No ID, mm-hmm. he came in the nation in 93, and I was in the studio with him in Common around that time. So, again, another person in the nation, you know, we working together, and I'm learning through practical application. Another brother who R. Kelly had picked up, named D.A. Smart,
uh-huh.
his manager at the time was Mustafa Farrakhan. So Mustafa Farrakhan, they got a deal with RCA, and so I'm working with, you know, D.A. Smart and a girl group, mm-hmm. a sister group, rather, in the nation called Star and Crescent.
Yeah.
You know, so all of this is history. All of this is what, you know, we experienced going from 91, 92, 93 forward. And just gaining a lot of experience before I went to college to continue the work as a Muslim, but also as one who used art form to help raise the consciousness and thinking of our people in various ways. So between the people I mentioned, soldiers at war, you know, connecting with them and, you know, looking at managing Infamous Syndicate with Tifa and Shauna, who, you know, a lot of people know with DGP and all that. You know, I got a background that kind of goes through a lot of changes, but I would say that what I'm doing now is looking to duplicate some of the things that I know need to be duplicated from my personal experience and those who I work with so that we mm-hmm. can advance this whole idea of bringing truth without boundaries to our people and using as much talent that we have mm-hmm. on any level, whether it's business or artistic, you know, so that we can help mm-hmm. our people move.
And that's the good movement right there. And I've never heard of anyone doing anything close to what you do. especially out of the goodness and kindness of your own heart, out of concern for other people, you know, and that's what people need today is somebody with experience that could come to them and say, look, this is how you do this. This is how you watch out for this. This is what this means. That's what that means, you know, because unfortunately the school system, they're not teaching too much anything to anybody. So I've seen you in action countless times. I've seen you go on tour from high school to high school, and these high school students pack their whole entire school just to come and hear you and Hip Hop Detox. So tell us a little bit about how you were able to affect their minds in the high schools. And, you know, like you said, you talked to them about very important things. And a lot of teenagers don't want to hear too much talk, but I've seen you use music and turn the whole entire school building into a classroom and have them raising their hand, and they're excited to say something and to be involved. So tell us about that process right there.
Well, it really starts off with truth. You know, they want to know the truth about sex, the truth about the law, the truth about war. You know, the truth about entertainment, economics, politics, labor, religion. They want the truth. And so our goal is to hurl truth at falsehood till we bust out, explode its brains.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole goal of all the productions that we do. And I say productions because even when it's a program, it's an all-male detox where we're dealing with, you know, the GDs and the BDs in a particular school, or dealing with, you know, inappropriate touching and behavior between the males and females in 7th to 8th grade. The goal is to take what we've been taught through the teachings and through everything that we've gained and put it in a creative, artistic, yet penetrating way so that it can assist not only the school in gaining some type of agreement with the students as far as their behavior as a student in their school, but our goal is to help them understand their humanity and that nothing is wrong with them in the sense that you're bad, but the reality is that you were born into a world that was already off course, and now you need to understand, become conscious of what you unconsciously do that caused you the pain that makes it necessary for you to do the things you do, because you're looking for peace, you're looking for pleasure, you're looking for something to feel like heaven to you, or to feel at least okay because you're going through all this drama. And so our whole goal is to come from that perspective where this is not a judgmental thing here. This is non-judgmental. All of us come through a lot of different, as Karan say, vicissitudes of life. We all come through the hell. You know,
uh-huh.
And if you're trying to do right in this world, you're going to go through struggle, but just keep remembering, and this is what we give to the young people, is just know that there's value in struggle. It's called progress, so don't give up in the process. And that's
right,
our whole
right.
goal. Whenever we perform and whenever we put the different lessons in front of them, the whole goal is to give them hope and then give them instructions, give them inspiration, but show them the process, make them understand the type of power they have and how they can continue, so that when we, if we go there for, let's say, one introductory session, okay, we're here for this day, but if you want more, here's where you can go. And then if we're blessed to be in the school for 20, 40 weeks, because we have a program set up, and that's even better, because now we can take whoever it is that we're working with into a process so that they can become involved in self-leadership, our peer-to-peer detox education, our mentoring, et cetera, so that we can help develop them.
That's a real good movement right there, brother. And I believe I speak for everybody listening to say thank you, you know what I mean? Because like I said, besides yourself, I don't know or have heard of too many people that's doing that, you know what I mean? Especially not only in their own city, but you've traveled outside of the city to other cities and other states. I mean, and you've done so much work that you've been featured on the news before, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We've been blessed to have a couple of people to just check us out. And, you know, every city we go to, we find, you know, us there in the city. You get people who are doing work. And, you know, the problem most times, you know, really lies in the fact that we're so disconnected. that we don't know each other. We don't know, you know, it's like the music industry. You know, we'll go to other cities and people are like, do you know so-and-so? Like, no, but you all in the same city. Y'all don't know each other. Y'all not working together. And that's
exactly
on every level, you know. So that's part of the work that I know that we have to find a way to, you know, unwrap these gifts and connect the dots so that all of us can see Allah's gifts and answers in one another and use it, because it's the answers in us.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely. So I want to go to the line and see if anyone has any feedback on everything that you said. How did it affect you all? I know there are some young listeners on the line, in particular AK-47, the young teen hip-hop group. They're in that age bracket of the people that you go and reach out to and teach. So I want to ask AK-47, how did you feel about everything Enoch Muhammad said about his movement?
Say that again, RV.
How did you feel about everything Enoch Muhammad said about his movements and the way he go from different school to different school, different communities, and tell the youth about, you know, everything that he said, he talk to them about through music and everything?
Man, I think that's completely necessary. This is Brother Khalil talking now. I think that's completely necessary.
Come on, God.
It is good. Oh, Asma, how you doing, bro? You know?
We doing good. I've been checking your music out. I don't think I have it.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, you know what I'm saying? No, but, yeah, you know, I've been watching Brother Enoch ever since, like, whenever he started the hip-hop detox on Savior's Day. I've been there every single year, tuning in every single thing Brother Enoch been doing. And I'm really with his movement, and I really agree with it, and everything that he's saying is very necessary for the young black children to know and everything like that, and I'm rocking with it. All right,
that's what's up. So do you think like
Islam,
sir?
Oh, I didn't mean to interrupt you. You got it. This is Brother Gat. I was just going to make a comment.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir, brother. I just want to sound like Brother Enoch.
Well, like Islam, Gat Turner.
Yes, sir, man. I just want to say, man, just a couple words about this brother, man, because Brother Enoch is very humble, man. You know?
Exactly.
I mean, not only has he been on the news in Chi, but he on the news in Milwaukee, you know?
Right.
Come up here and be on the radio station. You know, he come up here and wreck the clubs and do the universities up here. You know, he done planted his flag in Milwaukee. You see what I'm saying? And as far as his influence on me, you know, Brother Enoch is generous, man. You know what I'm saying? Brother Enoch is charitable. Brother, you know, he done handed me a mic and let me get down. You know, even when he didn't know, just knew me from being a brother in faith. You see what I'm saying? And just respecting my music. But, you know, hip-hop is like a genre full of bravado. You know what I'm saying? It's ego-driven. And a lot of times people don't like to see another brother shine, even if they are in Islam. But Enoch is not like that. Enoch created the vehicle of hip-hop detox. And if you look at it, he got mostly, it's an avenue for other artists to shine. He, like, put other artists on. You might not even know who Gat Turner is if you didn't see him rocking at the hip-hop detox. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to say, man, the dude has really been maybe the biggest influence and the truest brother to me in the nation. You know, because, you know, I come from what people say game is to be sold and not told, but he not like that. He give you game. He'll sit down and help you cultivate your gifts. You know what I'm saying? And he's not afraid to leave the walls of the mosque and go to the people like the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan tell us to do. And sometimes when people in the mosque see you doing that, they get shook. You know what I'm saying? But he's actually doing what the minister told us to do, man. So I just had to say, man, that I love this brother. You know what I'm saying? I didn't came to
love
Chicago
too,
and rock the show. I don't have to get no hotel. Enoch say you can stay here, bro. I got a band for you right here. You know what I'm saying? So not only is he hip-hop, but he Islam.
Right.
To the fullest. You see what I'm saying? And that's what we got to be today, man, because if we out here in this genre, man, this is a dirty game.
Exactly.
But you got to know you got a true brother and a true sister. You know, sister, kind of, you got to know that you got comrades in the game with you that got your back.
You know, that's why I had the ranks come down to Milwaukee. You know, I already got a flock. So I'm introducing y'all to my flock.
Right,
I'm showing them, man, hey, these is my brothers. They spit, too. It ain't just me.
Exactly.
I ain't out here on no island. That's what Enoch do. Enoch got a flock in Chicago. Hip-Hop Detox can put on the show and get some people there.
Exactly.
You know? And he done did that and allowed me to bless the mic, man. And I just think that he's just a great example of how the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan wants us to maneuver out here in the game. So, you know, that's just my two cents, man, you know.
Praise be to Allah. Thank you, brother. And, you know, I just want to say to you, Gat, that what you just said made me think about what we've been all told, and to whatever degree we've been blessed to experience this, it's a blessing, and hopefully we'll experience it more. But we were taught, man, that Islam is more than the expression of a handshake.
Yes, sir.
And when you consider that it's more than the expression of a handshake or some type of gesture, but it's the way you live, then, you know, our teacher told me that, man, if you're teaching Islam, brother, without saying the word, then that's a very powerful tool. And that's, like, one of the main reasons why he supports the Hip-Hop Detox is because we got to get to our people. And charity starts at home, so we got to get to each other. And that's one of the biggest things that I see that, you know, Allah willing, he'll bless us to overcome is us not being connected in a way where we understand, oh, man, I can do this, or well, you can do that, or I can do the other. And we all have not only value in our own eyes and with one another, and we're seeing value, but we're beginning to see, well, this is how we could work together, because this is a worldwide work, you know. And once we're able to understand that, then going back to what I said initially, we're able to see, oh, okay, well, yeah, this right here, this is great for the club. Well, no, right there, that ain't great for the club, but that's excellent for a tour at the mosque. Oh, no, that's good for the church and the mosque. Oh, no, that right there, that's good for the school system, because we can do that. You know, once we're able to understand, then it's like you can speak many tongues, many languages, and we can follow the master who had a coat of many colors.
Right. Exactly. That's definitely mathematics right there. It's more than one language that exists in the world that people are speaking. So you know how to speak more than one language in different ways. You can definitely broaden your work. So we're going to ask anyone else on the line. I'm going to go to Phoenix right now. Sister Connie, you still on the line?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. What did you think about all that, Brother Enoch?
First, Brother Enoch is not just—he's not just talking. He walks it. He lives it, and he's made it real for so many of the youth. Not only there in Chicago, but youth all throughout the nation have benefited, and I benefited. I mean, the shows that he put on for Savior's Day were off the scales.
Exactly.
And I honestly can say it helped to infuse me. Now, I had already did some work, but it helped to give me even more of a boost just seeing what he was able to do. So, you know, when the brother's talking, he's not just speaking frivolous words. He actually does this. And another thing is that having vision. A lot of people, I think vision is a gift. And I think leadership, a lot of times, if you're a good leader, you have good vision. That's relevant, and you're able to see beyond what you see now. And he is one of those people, and Minister Farrakhan is one of those people. And sometimes you may be amongst people who don't have vision, and you have to just put aside what they say and what they do and just move out on the vision that Allah blessed you with. And I feel like he does that. So I thank Allah for him and his work, and I hope that we can look at brothers and sisters like this, you know, across, you know, all over the planet, really, because the nation isn't only in America, and pool our resources and follow suit. Yes, sir.
Exactly, exactly. Now, you're one who put on many public events in Phoenix and community events dealing with music and people with talent and everything just to kind of bring everybody together. So do you think that's something you can pick up from Brother Enoch in a way to, like, help you out, help you grab more people in Phoenix to unify and to show more talent?
Yes, sir. And, you know, we always, I think that whether we know it or not, we always inspired, you know, we're all inspired by great people among us. So absolutely, you know, I was able to put on a hip-hop forum, and you, brothers, the Ranks, came all the way from Chicago to see what we were doing in Phoenix. And that was, you know, that blessed our event. And, you know, like I said, you know, when we inspire and when we're inspired by each other, we have to recognize that and pay homage to that because that's Allah showing up in your brother or your sister.
Exactly.
So, you know, we have to put aside the, you know, the ugly E word and the J word, put aside the
right,
NJ, and just
right.
move out on what we see Allah is doing. I'm actually putting together a event that's going to be happening next month. It's an all-female show. So it's all-female artists, and we have some artists from here and some from Philly, and it's really beautiful. And, you know, not to try and muffle the voice of your brother or sister, but to give them a platform, you know, let them be heard, because they're artists just like you, and that takes love to do that. So I'm just thankful that Allah can use me to do that and, you know, we can be used for each other's benefit.
Yes, ma'am. That's definitely a blessing. And that platform is definitely needed because that platform doesn't exist right now. You know, so the platform is definitely needed.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sister.
All right, all right.
Nutmeg.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
I didn't forget.
Okay, family. I'm sorry. We still getting some black background noise. So if you are if you have your computers on, please mute them. And Brother Arvin, I think you may have some questions. So if anybody have a question, go ahead and ask your question at this time. I think everybody's mic is live.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
I got a question for Brother Enoch. One question I'm always being asked all the time, and I never have an answer for, is am I ever going to perform at Savior's Day? So my question to Brother Enoch is he ever going to bring Hip Hop Detox back to Savior's Day, and if so, how can I be done?
Well, you know, I'm not one to desire to be politically correct, brother, so I'm going to answer it the way me and you talk and the way we get down. You know
what
I'm saying?
Because
it's really not getting down. It's coming up to where the minister wants us to be, which is to be men and women.
Yes,
if it wasn't for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, we wouldn't be doing the hip-hop detox during Savior's Day. So we have not done the hip-hop detox since 2010. I think 2011 we was doing our tour. We came and did a 10-minute piece that I think that was – no, I'm sorry. That was 2010 maybe. It's been a minute. I think one year they had a hip-hop show, and a lot of people thought that was us, and we weren't doing a hip-hop show. And so it was a ticket sold, you know, for that. And we've never sold – you know, we never had tickets, you know, to be sold for Savior's Day for a detox, even the one at the Regal Theater in 2008. So to answer your question, if the believers don't demand for a hip-hop detox, not just a hip-hop show, but if you don't demand for a hip-hop detox and whenever the surveys come out or when people are talking about what should happen, if there's no demand for a hip-hop detox, then it's not going to happen again. And you know, we are more than willing to go to cities, and we always are telling people, we'll come to your city and do a detox with you and your people and those in the community. And because we have a track record in the schools and universities, we could plug in, like Gap was referring to, in Milwaukee, and the university brought us to Milwaukee, and that was able to defray costs so that we could go to the community center for free. We came to the mosque. We came to, we went to high schools, you know, and we really, you know, followed the template, you know, that the minister's already given us of hitting as many areas as possible to help support the word. So I would say, as far as Savior's Day is concerned, you know, we're not in control of Savior's Day, and the times that we did Savior's Day, the minister himself said it needed to be a Savior's Day. And some of the minister's family, I think, was questioning why we weren't part of the Savior's Day, I think, in 2010, and that was the last time we were part of it. So if you all want that.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, if you all want it. Yeah, no, it's okay. If you all want it, just, you know, make sure that you voice it. But do know this. We're working with Salam Restaurant here in Chicago to help build up traffic. So we're looking to start an open mic that we're talking about having webcasted maybe once a month, where talent from, if you come to Chicago, you know, I know it's going to be, you know, kind of easy for those like in Milwaukee or Detroit or what have you. But if you want to be showcased in the new talent showcase that's going to happen at Salam Restaurant, once we get the details together, everybody will get an opportunity to be showcased, and we'll schedule it. And the name of the showcase is called Unwrapped.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so that's going to be something that's coming out.
No doubt. Because the people that put together Savior's Day, they do a wonderful job putting together Savior's Day, but they don't really know hip-hop. So when they get together to put a hip-hop show,
right,
they're basically looking for names. They don't know that, you know, it's basically if you're underground in the world, you're underground to the hierarchy in the Nation of Islam. So your name ain't never going to come up. I've had several people over the years try to get me on a show at Savior's Day, and it's virtually impossible. And I always tell them, man, hip-hop detox needs to come back, because if hip-hop detox was throwing a show, then Problem 13 would be on the bill, you know. But
if
it ain't hip hop detox, I don't see how Problem 13 will ever perform at a Savior's Day, because he's virtually unknown. And if you're unknown in the world, then you're unknown to those who put together Savior's Day events.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the reality.
That's real talk,
Well, I'll tell you this, but I totally understand, you know, completely what you're saying. And because I don't even want to try to, you know, suggest who you should talk to, you know, this year, because I haven't been in communication with anyone about anything.
Yeah, but it's basically, I know the people who to talk to, because I've had other people try to do it. But it's basically Problem 13, who's that? Who we signed with?
Okay.
Well, basically, if I'm not co-signed by the devil, then we need somebody co-signed by the devil, basically. We need somebody that's on a major record label, you know, and that's why, that's how it is. That's the reality. You know, that's the reality. They want somebody that's going to pull the crowd, and they don't know that there's artists in the nation that have a following in the nation and are not necessarily co-signed by the world. You know?
Well, you know, I could tell you this, bro. I got another meeting coming up dealing with what's going to happen at Salam for Savior's Day, because, as you all, I think you all probably know, you know, seats are going to be kind of short this year because it's at UIC Pavilion, and there's only about 8,000 seats available. So there's a lot of talk about the different overflows and people going to different locations. So, you know, Salam is going to be one of those locations where people are going to be at to be able to watch, you know, Savior's Day on that Sunday and the minister and be able to eat. And, you know, we got to discuss what type of performances is going to happen, you know, after the election. So I'm most definitely letting you know if once I get the word, as soon as I find out, bro, you want to perform at Salam, we know it's going to be packed, then, you know, you got a slot. Word is bond on that.
I can't hear you over the background noise.
Okay, well,
like
I said that
driving or something.
Okay, yeah, they should put their phone on mute if they're driving. But yeah, I was just saying that it's, you know, if you either gonna be at Salam later after the lecture, you know, if you're gonna go to UIC Pavilion or whatever, if once we get everything solidified as far as the performances and stuff at Salam on Sunday, you'll have a slot.
Well,
so,
it ain't an if. If you solidified and you let me know what the time is, I'll be there. You heard me?
Yes, sir. I got you.
Yes, sir.
I know you're going to make it happen.
Okay, listen. Okay, we have about 40 minutes, and we have some people who have been holding a long time. So I want to bring them in, Brother Arvind, because they've been waiting a long time. So we're going to bring the sister in first. I still can't pronounce her name. Sister Chin? Sister 313444?
Yes, ma'am. Assalamualaikum.
Walaikum salam. Come on briefly and tell us what you do and tell us what your aspirations are.
Okay, well, I've been enjoying listening to your show, and in fact, I've learned a lot about I've been in the nation since I was 10 years old. I came in at 83. But I've learned a lot about what's going on musically in the nation from your show. And I'm glad, but I'm sad at the same time, because everybody in the nation needs to know how much musical advancements that we've made and just everything I'm learning. So just as a background, I'm the student directress at the MUI in Detroit. I take that post very seriously. I'm new to the post. I've been there for, this is my second year. But I take it seriously because it is number one, and it is the MUI that was started, or the Muhammad University started by Master Farouk Muhammad. So my objective has been that if God himself starts a school, shouldn't it be the best institution in the world? And with that in mind, my thought has been, you know, well, school, for me, school is all about pulling out the gifts and talents that are already in the students, and that's students of all ages. And so I have a lot of students that are into music, and, you know, they're carrying on the Detroit tradition. You know, you know what that is, Motown, techno, all of that. In fact, we have a lot of students that are in different forms of music, hip-hop, some do, well, I guess you would call it independent music or indie music. But there's a rich history there, and there's a rich growing there of musicians. So with that said, I also make websites, and I had thought even before YouTube came out that the nation should have some kind of television station and radio station. And ironically, and it's proof that, you know, when Allah gives you a vision, you should just move out on it. I thought about doing it, and I had studied the logistics of how to do it. And I sat on it because I couldn't find like-minded people, and then YouTube came out. So I was like, okay. But one of the names that I bought at the time that I've kind of held on to is A-Tone Radio. And, you know, we all know that, you know, we know what A-Tone, what, you know, atonement means, but we know the connection with music, and we know, I think, what fits perfectly with this situation is atonement is the making amends or reparation or to be reconciled, right? To bring into unity, all of these things. So I thought it would be good for a radio station name. And gosh, I have a lot to say, I guess, in a way. But it's everything you all have been saying already. Like, basically, you know, it's like, what time is it in music? It's time to push yourself and do for self. It's not, I'm not in the music industry, but I've been saying to everyone, all my students that come up to me, you know, you will have to make your own company. You will not be able to count on a contract. No one's going to, you know, the revolution may be televised, but it's not going to be financed. I'll put it that way, you know.
Right.
And so that comes from all of us getting together, and even though we're doing different things, like I'm not technically in the field of music, but if we bring all of our little pieces of the puzzle together, we can build something that it's really a future for our children. When I look at this situation, I'm not looking at music as, let's say, one field. I'm not looking at it like that. I'm looking at, we got to leave something for our children to invest in, you know, and their spirits are already invested in hip-hop. In fact, the minister said, and you all probably know this already, but I just want to quote him on this. He said, with one rap, it can do more than 100 of my sermons. One rap that raps intelligent can lift the mind and spirits of our youth and give them right guidance. For that man to say that, even if you're not into hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? That says a lot. For him to make a comparison of one rap to 100 of his sermons, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, I think everybody in the nation should be invested in seeing that we put something together, a unified, concerted effort together to move hip-hop forward in the righteous direction. And I just also wanted to read something really quick because I got introduced to this show through listening to Elijah Rocks. I think that's the Brother Arvins. Am I saying your name right?
Yes, ma'am.
I think. Okay. But the name that you even picked is so appropriate because if you look at the ranks, and I just want to read it really quickly. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth glorifies Allah, and He is the Mighty, the Wise. O you who believe, why say you that which you do not? It is most hateful in the sight of Allah that you say that which you do not. Surely Allah loves those who fight in His way in rank, as if they were a solid wall. What I'm hearing is that we need to make a solid wall on this front, this ground called hip hop, and with everybody bringing everything together. So whatever I can do to help, because I think, like I said, the university should be pushing forward. That was the vision of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, which is an extension of the vision of Master Rabbi Muhammad, that the university should be a breeding ground of pushing forward to taking over the planet. It has to be a part of the curriculum. It has to be a part of our everyday life. So whatever I can do to help, I definitely want the Hip Hop Detox to come to Detroit. And I'll be contacting you, Brother Enoch, to see what I can do to make that happen financially. But I'm just here to be of service, and I do make websites, so I can get the website up and running. I just need some tracks, and we can do it. So that was pretty much it.
Well, thank you, sister. And say your name for us one more time, please.
Yes, ma'am. It's Chinyerim. It's Chinyerim.
Okay.
Yeah, I have one more thing to mention. I forgot. I have two things to mention, actually. I did watch, and I thank Allah for the experience. I didn't get any financial benefit out of it, but I did watch my dad build a $1 million company. He was the only black manufacturer in America in the 70s making hair products. But I watched him build it from a bathtub, one of those clawfoot tubs, in a garage. So I know that, you know, it starts from something small. You know, you don't have to have everything in place. You just do it and get it started. The other thing is, if you can go by and support, there's a Facebook page, Tweeting with the Minister. that's one of our other projects. I don't know if you all have heard of it, but that's another thing. You know, Allah gave me that vision 15 minutes before midnight, you know, January 1st, so it was December. Mm-hmm. In fact, it was 11:47 p.m., December 31st. And I'm just sitting there, and he's like, you know, take these tweets and put them on these little images,
I'm probably
right?
Princess and the Frog. And I ain't seeing it on the phone if I'm watching Princess and the Frog, you know that. But, yeah, just leave a message, and I most likely will probably not hit you back.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead.
But I'm just saying, you know, when we move out on what Allah inspires us to do, you know, it just takes off. He gives us wings. But we got to take those first steps. We got it. I'm not the kind of, I don't like meetings. I don't like meetings about meetings about meetings, you know. Mm-hmm. But if we just do it, you know, he comes in and he makes everything happen. I don't like bureaucracy, none of that stuff, myself, you know. But if you go by and check out the page, because it has taken wings, and I thank Allah for that, to get the tweets out there and using the technology and all of that kind of stuff. So, all right.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, sister. Thank you so much. And listen, we have also with us Brother Chris Muhammad. And Brother Chris is the publisher of Hammer Magazine. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Chris. Come on in and tell us what you're doing.
Dear sister. Walaikum salam, dear sister. I'm doing fine. Thank Allah.
Yes, sir. So come on, tell us about Hammer Magazine and Muhammad's Market.
Well, we started Hammer Magazine back in 2011, I think it was. Actually, my wife and I started it from home. We really didn't know what we had until later on because I'm not a publisher. You know, I'm a writer, I'm a producer of great music, and I'm a manager. Before I knew it, we had a magazine publication. And I looked at the magazine, and I said, wow, you know, maybe this is something that can, you know, help deliver the life-giving teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad to help people in whatever avenue of life they're living in. And we moved out to do that. And it's been growing and growing to the point where we've reached almost 25,000 readers per month. And that's not just in the United States, that's around the world. And that's good for my magazine that's available in print, but it started out as just an online publication. In fact, we started it as a blog, and we just moved forward and invested a little bit of money and put it together. And we were fortunate to come across some great talents like Sister Connie Muhammad and my big brother Problem 13, who
Salaam
really.
Hey y'all, that's my manager, y'all. That's my manager right there.
yes sir, brother. Who really? When I met Brother Problem, man, he kind of lit my fire to love and embrace hip hop again. Because not only do I manage Brother Problem 13, I manage the legendary DJ Ron G. And when I heard Brother Problem, man, that brother, man, just opened my heart back up to hip hop again. And because hip hop has been really suffering. Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah. And I've been in the music business with a lot of the legends for over 20 some odd years. I mean, just to name a few, like Big Daddy Kane and LL Cool J and Afrika Bambaataa from the Zulu Nation, TC Islam, and EPMD, Steezo. I mean, the list can go. I can go on and on for days about people who I've actually worked with and I've seen struggle with big record labels. So, Muhammad's Market. We created Muhammad's Market as, well, we thought that we needed a classified section in Hammer's magazine, Hammer Magazine. But I just wasn't cool with the idea of just calling it a classified section. It didn't sound original. It didn't sound refreshing. It didn't sound like nothing I wanted to be a part of. So we decided to call it Muhammad's Market because that's actually what it is. It's a place where you can actually market what you have, your business or product or service, to 25,000 plus people. And this is a beautiful thing for a lot of independent music artists, because major magazines, they want top dollar. They want, I went to the Source magazine for a brother in Connecticut, and they wanted $7,000 to put that brother who didn't have a record in their magazine. So, you know, these are really rich bloodsuckers, man, who really don't care about the poor at all. And it's been hard for me to do the magazine, but every month I strive by myself to do all of the editing, all of the proofreading, with my wife's permission, and her looking over my shoulder, of course. And I strive every month to do the layouts, the graphic designs by myself. We don't have a team. Well, it would look like you got a team. Well, actually, we do have a team. We got Allah in the person of Master Father Muhammad, His Christ, and our divine leader, Minister Louis Farrakhan. So I guess
that's right.
I guess with that kind of backing, you know, we're able to really make something out of nothing with this. But I do want to commend and really embrace all of the speakers and artists and the very, very, very talented people who are on this line tonight. I've been listening, and I hear so much wonderful, wonderful news, which is really good news. And I want you to know that your struggle is not in vain. And me coming from the corporate world of hip hop, I can tell you that you are desperately needed right now. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that you have to, or we have to, study the white man because he's been successful. Now, their fall is only to give way to your rise. But real business has to be learned. It's not something that you just go ahead and say, all right, I understand how to do business. These cats go to work, and they know how to make the moves, and they know how to put out the right material when it's time. I mean, you really have to be in a modern-day Berry Gordy state of mind. In fact, you know, when Berry Gordy started out with Motown, man, this brother went and took what little bit of money he had, and he took all of those talented people and threw them on a bus. And I don't know how he did it. Maybe we should look into that. Because for the detox program brother was talking about, that's something where, you know, you can go ahead and get you a bus, man, and get on tour and make the moves that you need to make, because the minister, we got to follow Minister Farrakhan in every step of the way. And he goes out on the tour. You know, he may be in the Caribbean, he may be in China, he may be across seas, he may be in your hood, my hood. You know, this brother gets busy, you know, and he goes out there. And maybe we need to go in and come as a united front, and that's Berry Gordy's state of mind, so to speak, you know. I would love to see some type of tour initiated where brothers would really be brothers and sisters would really be sisters, and you really design this thing and hit those cities, and you can make some money doing that, you know. And I tell you something, brother, you can learn a lot from Brother Problem 13, man. This brother inspired me to tell my job goodbye. This brother went to Savior's Day from what another brother told me. He said, look, I'm going to Savior's Day with a one-way ticket for me and my family. And that brother ain't had no return back and took all of his music that he had. And by the Lord's grace, he was able to make it back home and with a little bit of money. And that's inspiring when a brother could take his own family. Yes, sir. You know, and that's the type of spirit and thinking that I think hip-hop really needs. You know, this is a new day with new hip-hop, you know, coming from a new perfectly designed people, and you are that people. And we have to be more masterful with what we do and how we do and when we do, because in order to remove the old world of hip-hop, we got to be qualified to take our place in this new world.
Yes, sir. And Brother Chris, tell us how we can log on and order Hammer Magazine.
Here's what you need to do, beloved. You can always go to www.hammermagazine.biz. And that's the official website where we have the magazine that you have to order and print. And I hope everyone has a PayPal or a debit card these days. But you have to order it in print, or you can get the digital copy. Right now we're working on getting the prices lowered, but we're having trouble finding a local printer that can help us in a better way. So until that time comes, we're going to have to work this field.
Yes, sir. Okay, well, thank you, Brother Chris, and thank you for that information. We really appreciate everything that you're doing, and I want to encourage all of the artists, if you want to promote yourself, this is a good avenue to use. So log on to Hammer Magazine. You can look at Brother Chris Hudworks Muhammad on Facebook, and I'm pretty sure he'll be more than happy to help you. Okay, we're down to like our last 20 minutes, and we're supposed to be doing an exclusive with Gap Thomas. So is Gap still here?
Yes, ma'am.
Brother Gap, how come it ain't coming?
My leg
is flying.
Can you hear me,
please?
What about now?
You sound a little muffled.
Okay, I don't know. I'm moving to a different area. But yes, ma'am, I'm still here, though.
All right. Well, you know, you were here, I think it was last week, and I just absolutely fell in love with your music. And I'm going to tell you what that experience was like. I think if everybody can relate back to Tupac, when they first heard Pop, you kind of knew that was something magical, it was something big and great about him. And that's what I felt when I first heard Gap's music. And I just fell in love with his music, and I love his style. So, Gap, we want to get to know some more about you, but not only that, before we go, I want to get this done before we get into the interview with Gap. We have what we call Godfathers, and these are people that we consider very experienced in the field of hip-hop music, and you have quality skills and who bring quality music in. And they're in it to win it. They're very stable. They're very consistent. So Sister Connie Muhammad and Brother Gat Turner and Brother Problem 13. Problem 13 is already a godfather to the young, gifted, and black family. And I would like to offer the reins also to Queen Mother Connie, late last day songstress Muhammad, for being the Queen Mother of Young, Gifted, and Black. And tonight, Gat Turner, we're making you a godfather of Young, Gifted, and Black, sir. So welcome to the family. And we want you to yes, sir. We want you to continue to be an inspiration to those young and upcoming artists. So we want you to come in every now and then and listen to the music and tell them what they need to do and what they need not to do. And of course, you too, Sister Connie, because we have a lot of young ladies that are coming up field and they need some guidance and direction as well. So, Gap, let me get into the interview with you. The first thing I want to know is, where were you? Or what were you doing when you first heard the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad?
When I first heard the teachings, I actually was in the military. I was actually in the Army at the time. Yes, ma'am. And I was privileged to be
roommates and friends, comrades, with some very conscious brothers. You know, I was a young man, I was 18, and they were like, you know, 27, 28, some of them in their 30s, and they would listen to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, you know. And, you know, I was like, you know, a young man, you know, I'm worldly, but the voice of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan was pull on me anyway, you know, and he would be saying such profound things and fiery things that I would think to myself, man, what kind of preacher is this, you know? And, you know, the brothers, you know, took me to the minister was speaking at Howard University one year, and the brothers took me up to Howard University to hear him. But unfortunately, I wasn't able to get in to hear him. But it made such an impression on me because we got there a little late and there was like 5,000 people outside who couldn't get in, you know. So I was like, man, what kind of preacher is this, you know? People coming here to hear a preacher, you know. So that always stuck with me. And anytime I would see like a snippet of him in the media or I would see one of the brothers on the street, you know, I would get the final call or I would keep checking for him. Because those brothers introduced me to the teachers when I was in the military.
Yes, sir. And so tell us, where did the name Gat come from?
Gat, well, you know, Gat Turner, you know, we all familiar with who Nat Turner is. Nat Turner, you know, led an uprising, a slave rebellion, or, you know, we don't like to say slaves because our people weren't enslaved, they were captives. But he led an uprising. And, you know, Gat, you know, Gat is a slang term for a gun in Milwaukee. You know, that's what we call a gun or a firearm, a pistol. So, of course,
oh,
you know,
yeah, I know what that is.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, being a soldier in the Nation of Islam, you know, we forbidden to carry weapons. You know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad forbade us to carry weapons. But he didn't do that because he wanted us to be defenseless. He did that because he wanted us to develop the intelligence to solve our problems. You know, but I figured, you know, I would take it and flip it and say that I am a gun. I'm a gun that propels truth and falsehood until we knock out his brain. So propelling truth to somebody, once that truth enters their mind and in their spirit, their soul, it'll cause an uprising in their thinking. A resurrection and they meant to think it. So that's why I come up with the name Gat Turner.
Okay. And also, I want you to tell me, if you had to describe your flow and your style of rap, how would you describe it?
I would say that it's spirited. I would say that it's hard. I would say that it's also mellow. You know, so it's kind of hard and smooth at the same time, you know. So I try to speak in a way where people hear me, but I try to do it in a way where it's contemporary and it's enough swag to attract the youth as well.
Yes, sir. And with all of your, oh, my goodness, we lost him. Okay, let's see if we can get him back. His phone has been dropping all night, enough for me to know his number by heart. Let's see if we can get Gat back. Okay.
I'm back
now. Brother Gat, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, your call dropped. Yes,
yeah,
sir,
call,
can you hear me?
You know, yes, ma'am, I got you.
Okay. Now, I want to ask you this question, Brother Gat. With your amazing talent, because you are an amazing talent, you know, has it been a struggle not to cross over and try to become a mainstream artist? Because, you know, a lot of times people who are in conscious rap, you know, they don't get the contracts. They don't get the record deals. You know, they don't get the mainstream media attention. And so is it a struggle to be an artist of conscious rap, and it has to be something that you do from passion, and it can't be a love for money. So have you ever considered going mainstream?
Actually, no, ma'am. You know, initially, before I was in the ranks, you know, I used to rhyme different. You know, I was, I guess you could say I was somewhat of a gangster rapper, what they would call that. But when I went to the Million Man March and I took the pledge at the Million Man March, I took it serious. So from that point, I never looked back. You know, so it's not hard for me. You know, I don't, I mean, I don't have the financial rewards that the other MCs who are worldly or contemporary, what they have. I don't have that, but I'm not seeking that. You know, really, I'm seeking to introduce the people to the most honorable Elijah Muhammad and his apostles. I'm trying to introduce them to who the real God is. That's where I get my reward, because this thing is falling back. You know, I mean, what good would you need to have $1 million and give them the fall of America happening right on my head with $1 million? So I really don't care about that. You know what I'm saying? Now, it has affected me. I've been trying, I've been married before and maybe struggled financially, and, you know, and maybe my wife at the time wondered, why do you do this, you know, what are you doing it for? But I never quit. I never wait. I stand on it. And you know, I'm sure that P13 and Sister Connie can attest to the fact that it's not that we can't get signed. We can get signed, but we don't want to compromise what we believe in to get signed. But we got the talent where we can walk in the record label and, you know, knock the socks off of them if that's what we desire to do. But we choose not to do it. So it's better to be independent, you know. So no, it's not a struggle to me. You know, if you look at it in a worldly way, yeah, it's a struggle. But if you look at it in a spiritual way, I'm getting rewarded.
Yes, sir. Okay, and the last question, is there anyone that you admire in the industry right now, in mainstream?
In the mainstream industry, you know, there are artists that I listen to. Nas or Khalib or Mos Def or, you know, Erykah Badu, Jill Scott, you know. I respect those artists, you know, and I kind of want to say something to what P13 was talking about. You know, when I was always a brother that when I came to Savior's Day, I really didn't come, you know, to hear a Raheem Divine, even though I respected music. You know, I always came to hear a nation artist. You know, I would come checking for D.A. Smart, you know, or I would come looking for Soldiers at War, you know. I wanted to hear what people in the nation was doing with their creativity, you know. And when he said that people in the nation, they really can't relate to what's going on in hip-hop, I mean, it's like they disconnected from the man of God. The man of God said that hip-hop, he put such an importance on hip-hop, and he got a cadre of artists that's coming up, putting the words that he gave us into our rap. And people who are in a hierarchy of laborers don't even recognize what's going on with it. Oh, man, that's a sad state of affairs right there. You know, so I actually, even though it's artists that are mainstream that I do listen to, you know, I mean, I was bumping at A New Beginning by P13. I was bumping Armageddon and Trust in Allah by Sister Cummings. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, I was bumping the Nation's Anthem by the rank. You know, this is where I'm getting my motivation from, where I'm getting my business from, you know. So I'm trying to be better based off of what I hear the nation artists doing. That's what's giving me my spirit and my strength to move on and my motivation to keep moving. It's not necessarily artists that's in the mainstream, even though there are many that I respect. You know, so I just wanted to say that because we got to support one another. And really, we better. You know, we're not better because we're better. We're better because we heard the word of God and changed our life to live it according to the word of God, you know. So I just wanted to speak on that briefly.
Yes, sir. Well, brother, I'm going to tell you that you are a gem among men, and you are a gem among the hip-hop artists, and I'm absolutely a fan, and so I appreciate your service, and I appreciate your work, and I surely appreciate your music. Now, Brother Arvis, we down to, like, the last 6 minutes, and you know what time it is. It's that freestyle time. So, hey, you can't escape it. That's one of the rules for being on the show. And so, brother, I know you got something for me. Come on with it.
Oh, praise be to Allah. Well, let me see. Okay, sing it out. That kind of got a whole nother attitude, whole nother altitude. Maybe can't relate. Depends on your aptitude. I get higher than the Cape Crusader, looking down from a skyscraper, saw his name in the paper. High as a martyr that's about to meet his maker, moving quickly towards the light, because he puts the detonator. Romans, high as a slave that's on his way to freedom, got the gat to the head of the man that used to be the mummies. High as a speed demon, an adrenaline junkie, high as a Jesus freak, catching the ghost on a Sunday. Million men in D.C. and we marching on Monday. Don't act surprised, he knew the dead would be rising up one day. I'm still poor, broke, and lonely, just me and God only. Then God turned the sights down on 73rd and Stony. I'm still a way to die because the end is nigh. I kick rocks with the detox just to get high as a premonition or a mental vision. On the day that it was finally brought into fruition, high as a man that they had to let up out of prison. I'm about to hit him for a meal. Devil should have listened that I was innocent because I'm militant, posing a threat. I get you higher than an instrument. Like when the Lord of the world brings a song to you. Like when the Lord of the world writes a wrong in you. I like a first love giving you your firstborn. I like you made it to the ark, sent me out the storm. I like a good book. I like a great movie. I like the feeling that you get when you kept your duty. Can't turn to get you higher than the hallelujah. Talk beer, gun, and God rap shark shooter. Gat Turner, get you high, brother. Jack Turner, get your hot sister.
Oh my goodness! Wow.
Yes.
You gotta get your freestyle in, Queen. Come on.
Oh, me?
Yes, ma'am. You.
Oh no, I'm a singer. I'm not a rapper. No.
Listen, I got one. Rakim Khalik Muhammad on the phone. Listen, this is my big sister. Forget that she's a rapper by heart. She just don't want to give her what she got on the bar number. We gotta get her.
No. I am an R&B artist. I am not a rapper. Not at all. I can rap some Tupac, but y'all don't want to hear none of that. Not the part that I like, no way. But anyway, I know our beloved sister is still on the phone. Sister Connie.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you take us back to Commitment Day?
I don't know if we want to go back there. I could bring it up to 2013 with it, though. Where'd it be at, though?
Huh?
Where's the beat? There's no beat.
Oh, you
don't need no beat. The beat is in your phone, sister. Go ahead and do your thing.
All right, cool. Boom, boom. I'm on a planet full of sycophants, USA full of black militants. Where we fulfill to go with the grievance? Nobody's listening. That's why my mama told me never to pledge allegiance to the legions. Mankind off the deep end, the elite talking cold, so you would never know a weekend. They hate the efforts from the grassroots. Want to keep you fearful of the diminution of your fruit. Depreciate the value of indigenous soul. Brown, red, yellow man with the black soul. Indifferent to voice to kill the black voice and the black vote. They're scared of Obama like the black pope. They live off for original, parasitic, off in the cosmos, trying to find a scientific basis for white supremacy. You trying to leave this piece so you won't remember me. Remember me.
I gotta give me a quick one in.
Okay, listen, we are still recording. The show is officially over, but we got 3 minutes, so go ahead.
I'm with my family, sister. I don't care if it's recording or not. All right, I'm going to do it real quick. Well, praise the Lord, one and two God, a team and a person, a master for rod. Where the devil's grip, devil's our strangle. Stand up on my square at a 90-degree angle to make way for a true black hero. Take the prison 32 degrees below zero. That's all I got to say right about now.
That was nice. Okay, did AK-47 leave us?
Yeah, they left us.
Oh, okay. All right, Brother Audrey, do your thing. Close the show. But before I go, I'd like to tell you all that I love you all very much. I'm so very proud of you, and I thank you, and I honor you in every way possible. And I just really appreciate everything that you all are doing, and thank you for coming. So go ahead, Brother Audrey.
Okay, here we go.
I'm the light that produces revolution of mind, equivalent to Tyson and Ali in their prime. First round, playing yo with the rhyme. And my mouth game strong enough to raise corpses. So I'm the eye opener, the gate today closer. Something like a day and a night to Mother Nature. You can't hold her. Force and power whose time is coming. Rank to you one time and come. Kill y'all with the weapon of truth. And change up from 85 to 5 like a Superman out of the booth. The bars rise out of the roof, NASA. Real life like it's gravity. We the last chance for all y'all cats that's ignorant. Turning 2020 to 13, it's infinite. Like wise words from the modern day Moses and Aaron kid. Try to turn to the style, getting me turned to whooping kid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. Amazing talent here tonight. Okay, listen, we got to go, but we're going to leave the show. We got to turn the song.
What if I told you that God and the devil made a wager?
Yes.
Kind of standing bet for the souls of all mankind. No direct contact with humans. That would be the rule. Just influence. See who would win.
I don't believe in the devil.
You should. He believes in you.
I know you never thought we'd make it.
in the name of the law. I know you never thought we'd make it. And it's Christ and his messenger. I'm talking MLM. I'm talking HEM. HMLF. Hate it. I'm with you, yeah. Yo, look. I'm a vice lord in a black stone, a disciple. I am the backbone of the NOI, a mighty FOI. And look, I never die, all I do is multiply. Cause I'm mathematics, I am Islam. I am scientific, like the H-bomb that can form a mountain. I got no room for doubt, my cup is running over. It's like a water fountain, the well of Zamzam. I am that I am, she knows all about. She see it through your webcam. I'm Al Bayallah, but that's the house of God, Lord of the universe. The sun, the moon, the stars. The stone that fell from heaven. The past, the future, present. I am supreme wisdom. My master gave me lessons. I got them memorized. Now they crystallize. Man, I do for self. I am an enterprise. I'm the institution that tells Satan loose him. And look, I never bow down unless I make ablution. I'm the reason that you make a circuit round the Kaaba. I'm the arm of Allah when he show his power. The exponent in your worst opponent's master plan. I am the hidden city underneath the Meccan sand. They want to get my wisdom. I am a Muslim Christian and a Jew, the destroyer of polytheism. I'm Muhammad when he shook and got revelation. I am Esau at the transfiguration. I am Musa when he brought you civilization. I am Ibrahim when he laid the foundation. I'm the voice of God, I tell the people who's the boss. Part of the chosen few, the lost and found, we paid the cost. I was stolen, raped and murdered, man, I suffered loss. That's why I tell the whole world with authority. I am the mosque, partner the mosque, not a building. I am the mosque, father destroyed, rebuild me. I am the mosque, see everywhere I put my foot down. I am the mosque, it's just like a season of root down. Listen to me, man, I am the mosque. See, when I came, I was comatose. I am the mosque, but Farrakhan filled me with the Holy Ghost. I am the mosque. The sun is rising in the west now. I am the mosque. The FOI is the best now. Listen to me, man, I am the mosque. I'm a place of prostration. I am the mosque. I'm a citizen in God's nation. I am the mosque. They used to say we wasn't Muslim. I am the mosque. Now they say that you ain't real Muslim. Gonna misunderstand what I'm saying, and they gonna think that I mean what I'm saying in an arrogant way, but that's not me. In all humility, I mean it in the same way as when Master Farah Muhammad gathered the people. Wherever he gathered them, that became the mosque. I mean it in the same way that when the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad had to go to prison, when he got the brothers gathered around him, that became the mosque. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan held FOI class in one of the brothers' homes. That was the mosque. So I mean it in the same way. So what you think is going on through your speaker right now? I am the mosque. 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 I am the mosque.
Good night, y'all. One nation, one love.
Good night.